Okay, today's daf is Makos, daf Gimel. Second daf in Maseches Makos, as we continue on Beis Amid Beis. So we're going to start with the Gemara Ve'enim Karin. It's about eight lines up from the bottom. That's what we're up to, but just one Ha'ar before that. And that is, the Gemara said there were four things that are said by... Oh, I forgot to mention, there's going to be, hopefully, by tomorrow, I mentioned yesterday, a shiur related to the daf up on the OU website, so hopefully there's one tonight. And it'll be up by late tonight or tomorrow morning, related to Darabanan's affecting, the koach of the Darabanan to affect our ISIS, which has to do with yesterday's daf. So Bezrat Hashem, that'll be up on the OU website, ou.org. That'll be the first Bezrat Hashem of these types of shiur. Okay, sorry?
Join us.
Anyone in this country, feel free tonight at 9:30 at my in the Daf Yomi room in my house, 915 Meyerov next door, and 9:30 tonight. Everybody is welcome to join. Okay, so yesterday we mentioned that there are four things that are said about Edom Zomimin. Four things that are many things said about Edom Zomimin, but the Gemara listed off four halachas that really do not apply to Edom Zomimin. They cannot become a ben gerusha v'chalutza. They can't go to Ari. They don't go to Ari Miklat. They don't pay kofar if they testify that somebody's ox killed somebody else, and they're not sold as an eved ivri. Those are the four, and we're up to the fourth one in the Gemara. And Rabbi Akiva says they don't pay al pi atzman. They don't pay based on their own admittance, which the Gemara Bezrat Hashem will talk about today. But just one nahara, two haras that I said I would mention at the beginning of this year, and that is number one: the Ritva deals with the issue. It says you don't pay kofar. Why don't you pay kofar? Because the Gemara says kofar kapara. It's a kapara payment, and they are not B'nei kapara ninu. The question is, the Gemara earlier on the daf had brought a special makar why they don't go to galus. Hu yanus, and not them. But what do you mean? Isn't galus kapara? So why do you just say galus is kapara? What do you have to have come up with this a pasuk to say that they don't go to galus? Just say it's a kapara, going to galus, and therefore, why don't we let them go to galus? So the Ritva asked that question, and he says, V'yesh lomar, it's important for the second parak. We'll have to remember this line: the shiny kapara, the shiny galus she'eno kapara mamish. Going to galus, going to the Ir Miklat, is not the same as payment of kapara. Umisas kohen gadol hu shemachaperas alav. The real kapara is the death of the kohen gadol, which does not they don't get directly. That's the real. So that's why they don't galus. They don't. That's why it wouldn't be called a regular galus, and that's why you need a pasuk. Teda shaharim yatsa chutz l'tchum ne'arag. What if they went to galus and he went outside the tchum after being in there? He's allowed to be killed. So you see, it didn't really help him get a kapara. V'davar hamasur lebezdin hu l'gahagloso. Bezdin has a din to be maglahim. Mashenkin b'kofer she'en mamashkin inoso. Mashenkin by kofer. By a kofer, you don't take a mash. Bezdin does not take a mash from him to be the kofer. Because kapara, you have to do yourself. And therefore, there's a difference between the kapara of galus and the kapara of kofar. That's an important line in the Ritva. Then he talks about why aren't they bar kapara ninu? Maybe because they acted bemazed, maybe because it wasn't their ox that killed the person. So you don't really need a kapara. That's what Rashi seems to say. There are different ideas in the Ritva related to that. Okay, that is one point. The other point is based on a Rambam, but let's first do a little piece of Gemara, and then we'll cite the Rambam. So the Gemara says, Ve'enim karm be'evet ivri. So the Edom Zomim are not sold as an evet ivri. So what is the case? So Rashi says, which is the pashtus of the Gemara, as we'll see, if the two Edom testify that the defendant stole, and he doesn't have enough money to pay back, so he gets sold as an evet ivri. Remember, an evet ivri is chayiv in all mitzvahs. Evet kenani is a chayiv in mitzvahs like an isha. But if there's a full Jew that doesn't have enough money to pay back, he could either sell himself, that's called machruhu atzmo, or Bezdin sells him to be able to repay his way out of debt. Machruhu Bezdin. And there are special halachas that apply to him, but that's an evet ivri, so that's what they testified. He's very poor, and he stole. He stole, that's what they testify. And then he would have to be sold as an Evan Ivri. So the Gemara says, Venom Karm Evan Ivri, Savar Famnuna Lame Mar Famnuna thought to say, Hani Mili Hecha de Isle Lidide. The Rav Famnuna thought this is even if he has money, even if the defendant had money, De Migu de Ihu Lo Nizdavin, Inhu Nami Lo, I'm sorry, only if the defendant has money. If it's vetted as money, so that's when the Edom Zomamin are not sold as Eved Ivris. Why? Demigu, since the Ihu Lomizdavin, since he wouldn't be sold, because he would have enough money to pay back, Ihunami Lomizdavin, they're not sold. Aval, Hecha de Lesle Lididei, but let's say the defendant did not have money. Afagav de Islahu Liditu, Mizdavinu, even if they would have money, they would be sold. Why? Because that's what they try to do to him. So Mar says, 1 minute. For Lamerle, why can't they just tell him, Ian Tavilak, if you would have had Miyavi Mizdavnis, if you defendant would have had money, you wouldn't have been sold. So Ananamilo Mizdavninan, so we're not going to be sold. So Rav Hamruna thought to limit it, but then the Gemara says, Misvara, they shouldn't be sold in that case. So Ella, I'm Savra, Rav Hamruna Lamemba. So Rav Hamruna said, okay, let's limit it a little more. He thought to say, Hani Mili, when are they not sold? Hecha de Isle, Ola de Day, Ola de Two. Maybe it's limited, they're not sold as Eved Ivris if one of them has money. The defendant or the Edim. Aval Hecha de Lesle, Lola de Day, Velola de Two. But if neither of them have money, Mizdavni, so maybe then they would be sold. If neither of them have money, because then that's what they tried to get him to be sold. And also, they can't tie in what we have. So neither of them have money. Maybe that's where he can be sold. So Amalei Rava, Rava says, no. V'nimkar b'gnevaso amar achmana, b'gnevaso v'lo bizmamo. He is sold in his gneva. If he stole, it doesn't have enough. And we have a drasha only if he stole, and not if he is proven to be an aid zomi. Fine, that's the Gemara. The problem is the sheet of the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes the case of Edom Zomim not being sold as an Eved Ivri, so the pashas of the Gemara is that they testify that he stole. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. You have money, you don't have enough money. When the Rambam quotes the case in Perek Chaf and El Chazedis, the Rambam says, Heidu alav shenimkar be'Eved Ivri v'huzmu. They testify that this guy was sold as an Eved Ivri. So they testify about. That's the case. And Lokin, they get Malkus, because, rather, Rambam says, these are four things that you don't get sold at Eved Ivri. Ask them in Chaschinach, the Gemara doesn't say that case. The case of the Gemara is that he stole and he doesn't have enough money. The Gemara goes through the whole Shakla Vitaria. He had money, they have money, they don't have money. So it doesn't sound like that's the case of the Gemara. It sounds like Rashi's right. That the case is a case where he sold, well, they testify that he was stole. Not that he was, they testify that he was sold as an Eved Ivri. So, says the Menachas Chinuch, it must be that the Rambam understands the Gemara as follows. Throughout the Shakla Vitaria, throughout the case that is going through the process of the Gemara, so that's where the Gemara thinks that it has to do with being sold as an Eved Ivri. But once the Gemara has the Maskana, that it's not based on a Svara, any type of limit, but it's based on a Pasuk, when it got to the end, on a Pasuk, so then that Pasuk must include everything. You're right, up until the end of the Gemara. We might not have included this case. We're only including cases of being of what he stole, how much money he has left. But once the Gemara comes up with a pasuk, it must include every case. Even this case would be a bigger chiddush, but that's how the Rambam reads the Gemara. Remember, at the beginning of the Gemara, they were thought even if they have money, they're sold. And the Gemara says, okay, as long as they don't have money, they're sold. So at that point, they think that's what the case is talking about. And surely, in the other case, they wouldn't be sold. Mashayin came when it comes to the Maskana, once they quote the Pasuk, Imke Bekiya Gavna Nami, after he either left Shanimkar, still you would have thought they're sold in this case? Kamashalam, they're not sold in this case either. Nakar Harambam Yoser Rabusa, even in this case, which is the biggest chiddush still, then what's the reason they shouldn't be sold here? That's the Minchas Chinuch in Membeis. Membeis is the first mission in Mishpatim. That's the mitzvah of Eved Ivri. Mitzvah of Eved Ivri.
Do they get Malkus?
They get Malkus. They get Malkus, like the cases in the Mishnah. They do get Malkus. Not for now, but if you remember, years ago, we discussed the Shita of Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon in Maseches Kiddushin talks about there's the principle of, he doesn't talk about it, his shita is discussed in the context of, do we have a status of Eved Ivri Bizman Hazeh? Can we have the status of an Eved Ivri? Right, so that's the big discussion, because Rabbi Tarfon says there's a way to remove the status of Mamzeris. Right, that's one of the big tragedies in Yadus, is once it gets a Mamzer, so all his progeny are Mamzerim. Right, so Mamzer or Mamzeris, it just keeps being passed by. So how do you get out of it? So Rabbi Tarfon in Maseches Kiddushin says Yechol and Mamzer and Litar. How can they become Tahar? So if you saw them as an Eved Ivri and they marry a Shifcha Kenanis, a Eved Ivri is allowed to marry a Shifcha Kananis, so the children aren't Jewish. Shifcha Kananis. And then you'll convert them and Mimele they won't be Mamzerim anymore. So can you do that? So Poskim discussed that 30, 40 years ago when this Shaila came up. Can you confer that status today? So Rav Shechter quotes Rav Soloveitchik, Ba'osa Lashon, Lincoln freed the slaves. That was the Lashon that he used. What does that mean? So he meant by that that you don't have that status, Bezman Hazeh. Since you can't have a slave, Bezman Hazeh, so then, what if you go to a country where there is such a concept, you have such a element, it's a Shaila. Could you have it in that country? But Pashtus is one cannot confer that status today, so therefore we can't use this possibility of every tarfin. Okay, third to last line. So Rabbi Kiva Amr. Rabbi Kiva has the fifth one. Rabbi Kiva says that they do not pay al pi atzman. So what is that case? What's the case of Eden Zomin trying to pay al pi atzman? So the Rashi says, the last few skinny lines in Rashi, im huzbu bebezdin, they became Eden Zomin in Bezdin. Remember, what's the case of Eden Zomin? There's a little window. We discussed it yesterday, but we didn't emphasize this. There's only a little window of time where Edom Zomim can become Edom Zomimin. After Gemar Din, before the infliction of the punishment. If they didn't have Gemar Din yet on the guy, then it's too early. If they already had the punishment meted out, it's too late. So that's it. Only between Gemar Din and punishment. So what's this case? What if Edom come to court and say, you know what? In the court down the block, we were proven to be Zomimin. And we admit, right? Moda. They were Moda. That's the case. So says Rabbi Akiva that in that case, they do not pay. They do not pay Al Piyatzman, and therefore they would have to get Malkas as well if it connects to the previous. And the previous four have Malkus. This one also you want to get. Maybe you'd get Malkus. Says the Gemara, my time is Rabbi Akiva. What's the reason? Ksavar Knasahu. The Knas Ein Meshalim Al Pi Atzmo. Rabbi Akiva thinks it's a Knas. Edom Zomimin is a Knas. And therefore we know the principle of Modeb Knas Pater. Right? So it's a principle that of Rabbi Akiva of Kalatzar Akula. Right? If somebody comes to court and says, I was a Ganef, they don't pay the Kefel. Somebody says, I was Toveach u'mocher, they don't pay 4 and 5. Anything that's a knas. What's the definition of a knas? It says, a Rashi and Baba Kama. That tells us the definition of a knas. Where is that? Oh. Rashi and Baba Kama says, the definition of a knas is the first Rashi and Daf Hei in Baba Kama. Shekol ha-mishalim yoser al-masha hizik, kegon kefel v'tashlimi dal v'hei. Part one definition is if you ever pay more than what you damaged, kefel dal v'hei, or kegon kol dover katsuv. Ha'omer batora, any specific arbitrary payment. Shloshim shel eved. You always pay shloshim shel eved. Person kills an eved, they pay shloshim. Or any other type. Chamishim of onisim afata. Anything that is an arbitrary fixed number, that's also a knas. So anytime it's more than what you pay, or an arbitrary number. What about, there might be one that's less than what you pay. Palkan is knasa, right? Chatzi nezek of a keren tam, if you hold it's knasa. Okay, but other than that, they're all more than what you pay, or an arbitrary payment. So that is the definition of a knas. Rabbi Kiva says, when you don't pay a knas, I'll pay atzma. That is Rabbi Akiva. There is a discussion in the Rambam, find it, the Rambam takes this sugya of knas al pi atzmo and suggests a chiddush based on it. Ksos and Simon Shin Nun. We haven't done a ksos in a long time. Well, the whole Sanhedrin, we didn't really have too many ksoses. Baruch Hashem, welcome back. So says the ksos in Simon Shin Nun. He quotes the Torah. We mentioned the ksos in the past. The Torah quotes, what if somebody stole from two people? I stole an animal of shutvin. And then I sheft it, or I sell it, and then I go admit to one of them. I admit to one of them, but I deny the other one. I deny the other one. I go to Reuben and say, yeah, I did it to your cow, I'm sorry. I did it to your ox. But the other shutif, I don't really like too much. And I say, you know, what are you talking about? I didn't do anything. So I deny it. So the Torah says, in that case, you pay half of dalet v'hei to the one that you deny to. The one you emoted to your pater, according to the one that you deny to your chayiv. And the Bach says on that, it must be where Behoda la echad mehem kishetovu bebezdin v'kafar l'sheni kishetovu bebezdin acher. Must be two different courts. You admitted in one to one person, he denied to the other one and the other one. Because if you admitted to one of the shutfin, and then you denied outside of court to the other one, the denial out of court shouldn't have any teeth. It's only what happens in Bezdin. That's the Chiddush of the Bach, explaining the tour in Siman Shin Nun. So says the Ksos, quoting his brother, he says, how could he deny after he already admitted in the first court? I admitted in court one. I was Tovech U'mocher. So what should it matter what you do in the second court? So that's the Chiddush of the Ksos. The Ksos says, let me explain the Bach. There's no problem. The whole din of Modeh B'Knas is limited to a specific Bezdin. If I admit in one Bezdin, that Bezdin can never be Mechayiv me again because I was Modeh there. But another Bezdin can be Mechayiv me. Well, just because I was Modeh B'Knas, you think about it, why should that be Potter? I owe you a lot of money. I run to court and I admit, you're Potter. Okay, it's because the Svara, we want you to do tshuva, you're a good guy. But it only applies in that Bezdin, says the Ksos. Ela ikar dai milsad kiva da Torah amar sher yashiyun Elohim, pratla marshiya atzmo, ena da vartali ela ba'oso Bezdin, shadonan oso achshav. V'yabo edim ve'idu ala ve'bezdin ve'lo gamruos adin, oso a Bezdin, and then he comes to a different court. So then we'd be able to say that the first Bezdin can, does not held subject to what happened to the second Bezdin, and vice versa. That's a Chiddush of the Ksos. V'chein lahefech, Modeh B'Knas l'fnei Bezdin, su ein mechayven oso afilu bo edem acher kach. Edem kikad to that Bezdin. Either way, that's the Chiddush of the Ksos. Modeh B'Knas goes by every specific Bezdin. The Nesivus argues, there's more on that, but that is a Chiddush that one should be aware of the Ksos and Simin Shin Nun. Good. Let's continue. So Rabbi Akiva says, if somebody admits in court, Modeh B'Knas about Edom Zomamin, they don't pay. Amar Abba, Teitha, I'll prove it to you. Shailo Asu Maisa, I'll prove to you that it's a Knas. Because after all, they didn't do an act, right? They just testified. V'neheragin u'mishalmin. And they pay sometimes, and they're killed sometimes. So you see, it's a Knas. Amar Rav Nachman, Teitha, Rav Nachman says, I'll also prove it to you. Shehari mamon b'yad b'ilim u'mishalmin. Because the money is still in the hands of the owner, right? Nothing happened yet. They weren't mechayev him, and they pay. So you see, they're mechayev even though nothing happened yet. So that's how it proves it's a knas. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. What's the difference between these last two? My knee is also my son. Haino de Rabba. What's Rav Nachman saying? Same thing as Rabba said. Right? Nothing happened yet. So where's it? You're right. Eim avachin amar Rav Nachman. Just say yeah. Rav Nachman says the same thing. Last few words of Beis Mabeis. It's a big discussion. Everything in Makkos is a big discussion. But right at the last few words, what did Rav Nachman say? Hey, he didn't pay yet. He didn't pay yet, and the Edom still have to pay. Let me ask you a question. What if they did pay already? What if the defendant, what if the Nidon paid already? So then what? So that's Kasher Asa? Do you say Kasher Asa by Dini Maminus? After all, you can just give back the money. So that is a major Machlokas Rishonim. By Misa, you for sure say. If Reuven's already dead, the Edom aren't killed. That's for sure. But the other two contexts are not as clear. Because the Mishnah we're going to have on Daf Hey says, Hargu ein neharagin. That's clear. You can't argue with that. Hargu ein neharagin. But what about Malchus? What about Mamon? If the Edom already caused the guy to pay, do we say, oh, it's already done, they don't have to pay? Or do you say, no, Mamon efshar b'chazara. You can give it back. And then Edom could pay. So you could get it back to the Kasher Zomam state and not just the Kasher Asa state. So it might. And what about Malchus? He's already whipped. Or do you say, okay, but you could take it back because if you whip the guy, take it back. So Bezdin hit the guy, right? Not as a mitzvah, but they could still get Malchus. That is a big shiloh. The Meiri here quotes the different opinions because it sounds like from this Gemara that you would not retract the din. Because it says, hey, the money didn't change hands yet. Mashbe, if the money did change hands, then it's finished. They're not going to pay anymore. But that is a discussion, that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Rambam and the Ravid, the Meiri has his opinions. The Rambam in Perachaf in Hilchos Eidus says, beginning, the Rambam says, Nerag zeshe he'idu olav, v'yachaga chuzmu ein neragin. Right, it applies by Misa. Aval im loka zeshe he'idu olav, lokin. Says the Rambam, by Malchus, you don't say Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Asa. By Malchus, they do get Malchus. Even if the guy got Malchus already. The biggest Chiddush is money. That's the biggest chiddush, because you could just give back the money. Malchus already, you could, I mean, the question is which way you look at it. They're both bechidushim. But the Malchus and Mammon are both. What did the Ravid say? Amar Avram, Shiva Shuzeh. That's all he says. It's a mistake. So what does the Ravid hold? Nobody knows what the Ravid holds. Is he arguing on both? Is he arguing on one of them? But that is the shita of the Ravid. Yeah, but this is might be totally on the svara of Kasher Zamam L'Kasher Asa. If you say like that Maharal we said yesterday, that it's all based when it's in a state of machshava, so maybe even by mamon. Because once I inflicted injury or payment on you, it's no more in my mind. So then you would say that it's Kasher Zamam L'Kasher Asa, even by money. If you say a svara like the Ramban says, which we alluded to yesterday, the Ramban says, Hashem would never have let Bezdin kill somebody who was innocent. So it can't be, he must have deserved it for some other purpose. Then maybe it only applied to Misa. Maybe Hashem would let Bezdin whip somebody if they don't deserve it. Because that's Yisurin. It's not death. So again, this is a big discussion, but that's the Meiri discusses it here. Tosas and Baba Kama has 2 days about it on Daf Dalet. It's a big discussion. Okay. Weiter. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So sometimes he quotes Rav and sometimes he quotes Shmuel. So Omar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Eidzomei Mishalem Lefi Chelko. And Eidzomei pays according to his portion. What does that mean? So my Mishalem Lefi Chelko. What does that mean? Ilei Badahai Mishalem Palga Vahai Mishalem Palga. Is it that each one pays half? If they Eidzomei wanted to make the guy pay 100, they each pay 50. So Tanina, we learned that later on. Mishashlin B'mam, what do you mean Mishashlin B'malkas? We learned that already, that you split up the money. If it's three witnesses, they each pay three. A third. And you're not Mishashlin Malkas. If they want to make the guy get Malkas, they don't each get 13 Malkas. They each get their own malchus. So you already know that. So what's the chiddush of Rav? That Eidzomei pays according to his portion. Ella, what must be the chiddush? Kigon, de itzum chad minayu. Maybe the case is where one of them became an Eidzomei, de mishalem palgadidei. Maybe that's the case, where if you only one of them became an Eidzomei, so he pays half. The Gemara says that's not true. Umi mishalem, does he pay? Vatanya, we learned, ein Eidzomei mishalem mamon achi azumu shneim. Adam Zomamin don't pay anything or get any punished at all until they're all huzamed. So what is the case? What is the chiddush of Rav? So Amar Rava. Rava says as follows: Ba'omer Eidu Sheker Ha'Eidosi. What if one of them says I lied? One of them says I lied, and if one of them says I lied, maybe that's the case. That's the case where he would pay. Right? He wasn't proven Zomim. He did it himself, and he's admitting it. So therefore, he should. That's the case where he would pay once. Whereas again, that can't be. Kol kamine, could a person come and say, I lied? Kivan shehigid shuva nechozer umagin. The big sugya, once somebody gives testimony in court, you can't take it back. It's amazing halacha. Even if somebody says, Reuven killed Shimon, and then they had Jishav Hakira, they were examined, and they're about to put Reuven to death. And then the aide says, I lied. I made up the whole story. You know what? We put Reuven to death. Kivat Shehigid, we think now the aid is lying. He probably got cold feet. Kivat Shehigid, that's the chiddush of Kivat Shehigid, Shuvan Echozer Umagid. You can't retract. What's the svar for that? We'll mention it. What's the source for that? We'll mention it in a second. Let's just finish first. So what's the case that Rav is referring to? So Ella, maybe this is the case. Ba'omer hey avnu v'uzamnu b'vezden ploni. Oh, now it's related to what we're talking about. We gave testimony, and we were huzam. We became Adam Zomamin in another Bezdin. That's what one person says. Right? So they're not taking back any test. They're just testifying what happened. They're not changing anything. So the Gemara says, that's what the case is. The Gemara says, come on, the local Rabbi Akiva. What do you mean? That doesn't work according to Rabbi Akiva, who we just had. Rabbi Akiva says, ha, omar, af, ina, mishalem, al, piyansmo. Right? That was Rabbi Akiva we've been talking about. You don't pay based on admitting to that. So, Ella, what's the case? Because we'd like it to fit into Rabbi Akiva. So the case is, ba'omer, he'adnu, v'huzamnu, bebezdin, ploni, v'chivanu mamon. The case is where he comes to court and says, we not only were huzamed in another court, we were, Bezdin told us we have to pay. Huzamnu bebezdin in the other court. And that has the status of mamon and not a knas. Once Bezdin is machayev you to pay something, that's a chi of mamon. It's no longer a knas. So that's what's added by that extra element of chiyavnu mamon. And what's the chiddush? Salkadai dechamina kivan de lachavei lamasa mechayev lei ihu nami lo mechayev. You might say that since he can't be mechayev his friend, So too, he can't be machayev himself. Kamash Malan, we say in that case that he will pay his half in that case. That's the chiddush of mishalshalin. That's the case that, I'm sorry, not mishalshalin, mishalim lefi chelko. That's what Rav means by mishalim lefi chelko. 2 points. I think 2 points, maybe more. 2 points. One is the Ritva. The Ritva in Ksubis and Lafid Ches, where Kiva Shekhar comes up, quotes, every time Kiva Shekhar comes up, we quote this Ritva, but that's the Galus of Daf Yomi. We're at the Chazer, the Yesodos. Three sources, the Ritva says, suggests. Where do you know in the Torah that once you testify, you can't change your testimony? Kiva Shehigat, Shuvan Echozer Magad. There's no source mentioned in Shas. It's amazing. You would think this halacha, you know, most other halachas like this, you have a source in Shas. So the Ritva quotes three opinions. Some say it's based on Yesha Pirshu, the Nafka Midachsevim, Lo Yagid, Venasavo, no. The Pazak says, if you don't testify, where you know testimony about somebody, v'nasavo no, you'll hold his sin. You darshin kivan shelo higid shuv eino chozer umagid. It says in lo yagid, and you darshin kivan shelo higid. Since you didn't change it, shuv lo yagid. Similar to what we darshin by the Rishonim make up their own drasha here. Kivan shelo bana shuv lo yivne. Once you choose not to do yibum, kivan shelo bana shuv lo yivne. We make up that drasha. So it says that's one pshat. V'achirim pirshu, says Ritva, another pshat. Dim timsi lo merchozer umagid. If you say a person can always retract their testimony, lo timsa karban b'shvuah sa'edis. You will never have a person chayiv a karban for denying testimony. Shvuah sa'edis means, what's the case? I go to you and say, could you please testify on my behalf? And you say, I swear I don't know testimony for you. And then you admit to it. Right? So if you say kiva shahigid, you never be chayiv b'shvuah sa'edis because you can always change your mind. Right? That is number two. So, no, but the Ritva doesn't like that case because, there's a difference if you swear or not. But then the Ritva quotes his own. Aval anacho denafkalami pirusho. Lo apishnayim edim yakum davar. The thing should be established. If you could always retract, you never have an established thing. Yakum davar. Alma almashe heidu bebezdin miskayem adin. Liskus olachovala alter. And if you could always retract, heich yakum davar. You won't have a yakum davar by that item. So that's the three days in the Ritva. Well, there are a number of points more, but there's one other point, and then we'll do the Mishnah. The right before the Mishnah, what's the case? They say, Oaskana, the aid says, we were proven to be Edom Zoman in the other case, in the other court, and we were not only that, but we were Mukhuy of money. We had to pay money. Ask the Arsameach, very Yesodistic a question. You can't learn Makkas without asking this question. Edom Zoman are proven to be Edom Zoman. So now, they get the punishment that they were going to inflict. Is that a separate court case? Edom Zomim are proven to be Edom Zomim. So now they are Chayav Misa, they are Chayav Mamon, they are Chayav Malkus. Is that considered a separate court case? Does the defendant have to come to court and bring these guys, these were Edom Zomim, they're Mechuyev money? Or is it automatic? It's part of the same court case. Right, once I was proven to be an Eid Zomim, the main law, Bez is going to be Machai of me. The Toveya, the defendant, doesn't have to do anything. Says the Arsameach, there's a chilek between Nefashis and Malkus versus Mamonis. By Nefashis and Malkus, says the Arsameach, right here, in the beginning of Perachaf Aleph and Eidus, by Nefashis and Malkus, it's automatic. It's Bezdin's job. The second that these guys are proven to be Eid Zomim, Bezdin says, don't leave! The case isn't over. We're going to be Mechayev you, Malkus and Misa. By Dini Mamonis, though, it's a separate case. How do you know it's a separate case? Our Gemara that we just read. Because if the Edom Zomim, if the Eid says, we were proven to be Zomimin in that court, and that's it, then that's a Knas. It's still in the case of Knas and Im Shalom Apiyatsmo. But if they say, not only that happened, but the next step happened, Bezim was Mechayev us, because it's not a Davar de Memela. It's not automatic. It's a separate case. Says the Arsameach by Mamonis, if the Toveya never comes to court, let's say the guy says, you know, I've had enough. I don't need these witnesses having to pay. Forget it. I'm out of here. I don't want to be in court anymore. You know what? Then Bezin cannot be Mechayev Deinu Zomimin. They're only Chayev if the guy comes and brings them, say, these guys owe me money. Because they were proven to be Edom Zomamin. That is the chiddush of the Ar Sameach. There, you saw the stick of chiddush point. He says, "Avelo dami l'din nefasha shakiva shehuz muha edim bebezdin ein mechuser toveya da al bezdin ram yila mitva masheratzu laharo gadi bezdin nefesh achas miYisrael avol mamon avshem is even befneiyem ubezdin potuno son bechol zman ihu boy lamitva l'shalem mishum kasher zamam." And if he's not toveya, then they're lav bnei chiyuvahu ubarur maod. He has that in. Feels the need. Very clear. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Mishnah. Says the next Mishnah, second Mishnah Makkos. Neither know is his ploni shagir is his ishto. Two of them come and say, Reuven divorced his wife. Falonasan luxubasa. And he did not give her the ksuba. Reuven divorced his wife and he owes her money. What does Reuven say? What does Reuven say? I never divorced my wife. That's what he says. I never divorced my wife. So Mamela, I don't owe her ksuba. Because I never divorced my wife. What? She does not have a get. If she has a get, the case is closed. Right? Right, he says, I never divorced my wife. Did they know for sure this case? Whether they gave the ksuba or not? They know for sure? Rashi just says that they said, you divorced your wife in front of us, beyond ploni. And he says, I never divorced my wife. Sounds like, says the Pnei Yeshua, that they don't know anything about the ksuba. Right? They don't know for sure. So it must be, says the Pnei Yeshua, that by the Gershon, they witness a t'nai that I'll never pay the ksuba except in front of these witnesses. Or else how do they know anything about whether they pay the ksuba or not? See, that must be the case, says the Pnei Yeshua. The Aruch Lener argues, but that must be the case. Says the Mishnah. Two people say, Reuven divorced his wife, he never paid the ksuba. And he says, I never divorced her. And then they prove it to be Zomamin. So we're going to make them pay the full price of the ksuba? Says the Mishnah, no. Because after all, maybe he'll divorce his wife in 5 years. Right? And I'll have to pay the ksuba then. It's not like a totally new chiv. So maybe I'll have to pay the ksuba soon. So you can't make them pay the full price of the ksuba. Maybe he'll die, maybe I'll have to pay the ksuba. So how do you figure out how much they have to pay? So omdin, we estimate, kama adam roteli tein b'ksubasa shalzu, how much would a person want to pay the woman for the rights of the collection of her ksuba? Now. How much would they, because that's how much the ksuba is worth as an asset right now. You're taking a risk, because if the woman dies, so then there's no ksuba payment. Right? So anybody who would buy the rights to the ksuba is taking a risk. So how much is that worth? She'imnis almana onis garsha, that because if she would become an almana or she would get divorced, so then she would get the ksuba. The imesa, but if she dies first, yirashon habayla, the husband will yarshin it. So Keisha Shaman, how do you exactly figure this out? So there are those that have said that these next two lines are the hardest lines of Maseches Makkos. Right? Thus the huge Rashi explaining these two lines. But we'll have to get through it in as clear possibility as we can. So, Keith, how do you figure this out? So, Amar Rav Chisda, Biba'al, Rav Nassan Baroshi Omar, Bi'isha. What does that mean? So, Rav Chisda says, Biba'al. Biba'al is how much Rashi goes through that a detail first, and that is, what would the husband pay right now for not to have to pay the ksuba? What would, I'm sorry, take it back. What would somebody pay the wife? What would somebody pay the husband? Look at the beginning of the Rashi. Says, because let's say somebody wants to buy right now the land that is earmarked for the ksuba. So the husband could sell that to somebody, but if he ever has to pay the ksuba, it'll be given to the wife. The wife could sell that, so that if the ksuba is ever payable, so then you'd have to, the person would collect that once the husband divorces or dies. Says Rashi, a person would pay the man more than he would pay the woman. Why? Because number one, for the man, he gets it right now. Number two, there'll be less legal problems because he'll already have it by the time the thing takes place. The woman, he doesn't have it now, right? He's only going to get it if, and at that time, he doesn't have it. He's going to have to work out the legal issues. That's what Rashi says in the last skinny lines. Yafek koach schusa, mi koach schusa. So that is just a given. So what does it mean? Baba'al, if Chista says Baba'al, what does it mean? So that's pashtus. How much would a person give the man now for the rights to the ksuba? Right? That's how much money the husband could get for it right now. So that's how much they wanted to cause him a loss. That's the simpler one. Right? That's when you go by the Baal. You go by the Baal because that they wanted to cause the Baal a loss. So how much would a third party pay the husband for the rights to the ksuba? Which is a larger amount than he would pay the wife.
If the husband dies first and the wife gets...
If the husband dies first and the wife gets it, if she had sold it, it goes to the person, and then the man wouldn't get anything. So that's A, but that's Rav Chisda, and Rav Nassan Bar Oshia says, Be'isha. No, you go by the woman. What is the woman? See, so you go, you see, you take the value that the woman would be able to get for the ksuba, and then Rashi explains, let's say the ksuba is worth $500, and then the woman could get $100 for the ksuba today, because he's taking a big risk. So says Rav Nassan Bar Oshia, Be'isha, what does that mean? You subtract 100 from 500. And the Eidim have to pay 400. Why? Because 100 is what somebody would pay right now to the woman. So the husband himself might pay that to the woman right now. Let's say the woman wants money right now. Forget the ksuba, pay me right now. So the husband would be willing to give that today. So the Eidim weren't causing him a loss for that amount. So that's why you pay the difference, says Rav Nassan Bar Oshia, between the face value of the ksuba and how much somebody would pay the woman today for the ksuba. Face value minus what a person, including the husband, would pay for the ksuba, that's the difference that you pay. That's it. That's all Rashi talks about. Amar of Papa, and Papa just adds on, Be'isha u b'ksubasa. You go by the face value of what's written in the ksuba. Not just what's included in the ksuba. Because there are some items that are included in the ksuba, but it's not written in the ksuba. For example, nichse malug. Nichse malug is an example of property that the husband, that the woman brings into the marriage, the husband has rights to, but it's going to go back to the woman, the principal, went upon divorce. But that's not written in the ksuba, so you can't hold the eidim responsible for it. Either way, that's the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah says, what do the eidim have to pay? Machlokas in the Gemara. Either what the husband could get for the ksuba, or what the woman could get for the ksuba, you take that value away from the face value, and that's what the eidim have to pay. Okay, pashut. Not pashut, just that's the, try to explain it in that way. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, next Mishnah. Midin on a bishploni shuchayev lechaveir elav zuz. Amanas litin lo mikadvat shloshim yom. Two witnesses testify that Reuben or Shimon 1,000 zuz, and he has to pay him within the month. Within the month. V'hu amir mikadvat esher shanim. He's like, what are you talking about? I owe him 1,000 zuz, but I have 10 years to pay it. So that's another, harder case. He owes him the money, lo maisa, but what do the eidim have to pay? So again, omdim kama adam rotzel litain v'yeh biyado elav zuz. How much would a person pay? How much is it worth it to extend this loan? Let's say he owes him in 30 days. How much could I give you in order to let me keep it for 10 years? So, it kind of sounds like ribbis. But you know what I'm talking about? We're not talking about a case of ribbis here. We're talking about theoretically what a person would want to pay for this. So nobody violated any averis here. We're just trying to get an estimation of what this asset is worth, how much for the extension. And that's the amount, whatever that is, that's how much the witnesses pay. Fine. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. It's interesting, on the same daf. Right, what do we have on the second line? Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that was one of his rebbeim. Now we have on the second, the bottom line, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, his other rebbe. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hamal Veschaver Leser Shanim. If somebody lends their friend money for 10 years, shviyas misham taso, shviyat is still mishamit it, meaning even though, what's the chiddush? Even though, what happens by shvita, I'm not allowed to go to you during the year for collection. Here, I'm not going to go to you anyway. I'm not going to you for 10 years, it doesn't matter. Shviyas still knocks out the loan. Shviyas misham taso. The alpha got the hashta lo karina be lo yigos, even though you don't, it's not really called lo yigos, don't go collect it. So fasili de lo yigos, it's still, Osilidiligos is going to come to Loyigos, and therefore, it still, Shviyas still knocks out that low. Says the Gemara, 1 second, Maser of Kahana, but isn't that against our Mishnah? Omdim kama adam rotsa litim viyu elav zuz biyado. Bein litim mikarvad elamad yom. Bein litim mikarvad eser shanim. Rabbi iyam et Shviyas misham taso kulanami boy shlumilei. 1 second. These witnesses, they only have to pay the difference of how much a person would want for the extension. But if Shviyas is going to knock it out, then the Eidim are basically causing him to pay everything. Because in 10 years, there's definitely a Shemitah there, so he wouldn't have to pay at all without the witnesses. So why do they have to pay so little? So Amar Rava, no, they would have to pay here. Hacham Mayaskina B'mava Ala Mashkon. What's the case? Where there's a milveh with a collateral, with a mashkon. And the halacha is a milveh with a collateral. Shvius does not stop. Why? What's the svar by a mashkon? Because by a mashkon, we say it's as if it's partially collected already. The mashkon, the achronim explain, is a physical embodiment of the chov. As they say in the yeshivas, in the mashkon lichtechov. That's about all the Yiddish I know. Right? That the, so they say in the mashkon lichtechov. The mashkon is a concretization of the chov. I owe you $1,000. I have a mashkon. The mashkon is the beginning of the collection. So there's no issur of lo yigos. I already partially collected it already. So now I'm just continuing to collect it. That's why malva lamashkon, shvius doesn't yet ruin. And uba moser shtarasa lebezdin. You could say it's a case where he gave his shtaras to bezdin. So bezdin is collecting. Ditznan, because the Mishnah says, in shvius, ha malva lamashkon, ha moser shtarasa lebezdin, ha mishamtin. So no problem. What's moser shtarasa lebezdin? So Rashi says, prusbal. Rashi says moser shtarasa lebezdin is prusbal. Tosva says, in the Mishnah Shvius, it's two different things. Moser Sharasa Lebezin and Prisbal. It's two different cases. Tosas argues. So how do you, right, if you give your documents to court, is that exactly Prisbal or is Prisbal something unique? So Tosas, it's a bomb kash on Rashi. How do you answer that? If you look at the Mishnah Shvius, it's two different things listed in the Mishnah. Moser Sharasa Lebezin and Prisbal. Where you write that you're going to give it, you're going to write as if you give it. Moser Sharasa Lebezin, you actually give it. So says the Pnei Yeshua, saves the day for Rashi. Saves the day. Peshua says, no, what Rashi means is that Prisbal is the Takana Durabanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun of the Moser Shtaras of Lebezdin. Moser Shtaras of Lebezdin is Din Daraisa. You give your documents to court. Prisbal, you need a Kein Daraisa for every Din Durabanan. So that's the Kein Daraisa. That's what Rashi means. Moser Shtaras of Prisbal. Prisbal is patterned after Moser Shtaras of Lebezdin. That's an important Pnei Yeshua defending Rashi here against Tosas' Kasha. That's the first version. Ika da Amri, second version. Amar Vyud Amar Shmuel, Hamavas Chaver Lesser Shonim, Ein Shvius Basham Taso. Shvius does not knock it out. V'yavagav da'asi l'dei lo yigos, and even though it's going to come to lo yigos in the future, Hashta miha lo karina be lo yigos. Still, it's not going to, right now you don't call it lo yigos. I saw one of the Achronim discuss. What if you have an esrog that's a beautiful esrog, but it's very small, and you know on Sukkot it's probably going to dry up. Could you at least use it at the beginning of Sukkot? So he says, Shlosham Sianim Balacha quote, it's totally on these two deos. Right now it's okay, but sof asili de lo yigos. So do you say that the future status affects right now? So he says maybe that's the two deos of the Gemara here. Interesting. Amar of Kahana, Avanana Mitanina, we also learned in our Mishnah. So instead of asking a kasha from our Mishnah, it's a raya. Om the Kama Adam Rosa Litim UL of Zuzbiado, Bainli Timikavad Lamad Yom, Bainli Timikavad Sushanim. The Amr Shvias Basham Tasso, and if you say Shvias will knock it out, Kulanami Bai Shlumile, you have to pay everything. So Masvi Shvias is not Mishamed it. Answer, Amarava, Hakamai Skin of a Milva Lamashkon, or Mosa Sharas of the Bezdin, Titznan, Hamava Lamashkon, Mosa Sharas of the Bezdin, Ein Mashmitin. Okay, so two different versions of the Gemara. Next, Amar Yudamar Shmuel. Once we're talking about Shemitah. Ha'omer Lachavero, Amanasha Lo Tashmitani Shvius. If I lend my friend money and I say, Almanas, that Shvius does not knock out the loan. I make a Tznai. Does that work? Shvius Mishametas. Nope, doesn't work. Shvius knocks out the loan anyway, says Shmuel. Why? What's the svara? So Lamer Kasavar Shmuel, let's say Shmuel holds Masna Mashkasa Batarahu. This person is making a tnai against what it says in the Torah. V'chala Masna Mashkasa Batorah, Tnai Abatol. And if you make a tnai against what it says in the Torah, it doesn't work. You can't make a condition against what it says in the Torah. Right? Almanas, I'll marry to you, Almanas, that I don't have any obligations. You can't do that. Marriage is obligations. Marriage is sherek sasvona, right? So you can't do that. So is that the svar of Shmuel that you can't make a tzai against what it says in the Torah? But that's a problem because Shmuel doesn't hold that way. We learned to omer lachadeiru amanas shein lech alai onah. I'm selling this to you amanas that no dinei onah kick in. Meaning I'm ripping you off, I'm cheating you, but you can't tie it against me. So you're going to make such a tanai? Rav Amar Yishlo Olav Onah. Rav says you can't make such a tanai. He still has claims of Onah on him. Shmuel Amar Yishlo Olav Onah. And Shmuel says, no, there's no Onah. So you see, the tanai worked according to Shmuel. So how could Shmuel say by Shemitah the tanai does not work? Here by Onah the tanai does work. Right? They're both Masa Mashakasa Batorah. So where's it now? Ha'id Maravah Amar of Anan. Rav Anan says, L'didi Mifrashalei Minei de Shmuel. What was the case of Shmuel by Onah? as follows. If you use the lashon, the personal lashon of, you can't come to me. You don't have any claim of onah to me. That works. Why? Because that's just a personal mechila issue. I'll give this to you. I'm going to ask that you do this. There is, the Torah has certain halachas. But between us, I need this to be the case. That you're allowed to do. But, meaning, and that's a case of mafla mashakasa b'Torah. But you know what? Shmuel says you're allowed to make a tanai against what it says in the Torah. But I'm going to ask she'ein bo ona'ah. If you say that, there is no ona'ah here. You're trying to deny the reality. So then, hariyesh bo ona'ah. That you can't get out of. So fundamentally, Shmuel says you can make a tanai against what it says in the Torah, as long as you make it personal. If it's defining a mitzias, though, that's not going to work because that's against what it says in the Torah. Hachanami, the same thing here. Amanas shalotish miteni b'shvias. Amanas that I could go and collect from you personally between us. Ain shvias b'shamtaso. So then shvias is not nakad alone, and I could go collect it. Amanas shalotish miteni shvias. Amanas that it doesn't occur. Shvias is not mishamed it inherently. Shvias Meshamet is that it does work. Period. The big shaila in the Rishonim here is if you could, according to him, you can make a tanai. You can make a tanai for Shvias as long as you do it the right way. So what do you need the whole Prizbol idea for? What do you need the whole idea of a Prizbol if you can just make a tanai according to Shmuel? So the Ritva says, oh, maybe you forget. Maybe you forget who everybody remembers to make tanaim. Maybe you forget. So that's what does Prizbol do more than a tanai? That's a discussion in the Ritva here, and the Achronim expand on it as well. That's an important discussion. Tana, third line. If I lend you money without giving a time limit, 30 days. I can't collect before 30 days. That's only by a milva bishtar, dilo ovid inish, de tarach v'kasav shtar, basam mitzvasin yomin. I'm not going to get a so fair and write a whole document if it's less than a 30-day loan. Aval milva alpeh lo, but not for a milva alpeh. Amar le Rav, and when Rav heard this, he said, no, hachi amar chabibi. My uncle, Rabbi Chia, chabibi, said, echan amalva bishtar, v'echan amilva alpeh. No. Across the board, there's never anything less than 30 days. Tani nami haki, also the brisa. Hamalves chavir estam ein rasha latovo pachal bishloshim yom echad milva bishtar veechad milva alpeh. No matter what, all milvis is up until not less than 30 days. Amrli shmoler of masna lo tesev akarech. Don't sit down at the mifreshes lo lahash maitza until you explain this to me. Minoha milsa damar rabanan. What's the source? Hamalves chavir estam ein rasha latovo pachal bishloshim yom echad milva bishtar veechad milva alpeh. What's the source for that halacha? Amar lei dechsev, because it says, this is why this is here, karva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. The seventh year, the year of shmita is coming close. Mimashma shenemar karva shnasa sheva, since it says the seventh year, eni yodea shusha shmita, I know that it's called the shmita year. Shviyas and shmita, the same thing. Elamata malomar shnasa shmita, so why does it call it shnasa shmita? To allude to another time that you cannot collect your loan. Lomar lacha, to teach me, yesh shmita acheres shiikazu, there's another time period that is like this. Veizazu, hamavas chavirustam, shena rasha latovo, bapachas milam mishloshim yom. You can't collect for less than 30, within 30 days. To amar mar, shloshim yom mashana, chashiv shana. At least for this halacha, right? 30 days is already a unit of time. It's considered a year for certain halachas, for Inyani Rosh Hashanah, 30 years before Rosh Hashanah, certain things are planted. So that is why it's based on a pasuk. What's the significance, lamaskana, that it's based on a pasuk and not based on a svara? Right? At the beginning it was based on a svara. People wouldn't be tareach. So at the end is based on a pasuk. So the Briska Rav says that explains a Rambam. You know what? We'll start with the Briska Rav tomorrow. What's the chiddush that the Gemara switched from a svara to a pasuk? Okay, we'll start by the Shem with this tomorrow. Again, remember tonight 9:15 Ma'ariv next door. 9:30 will be the first Ian Shear related to the daf. The topic will be, you don't have to do the daf to be able to understand the Shear. You can tell your friends. Dinim Durabanan affecting mitzvahs d'oraisa.